You like to know where your tax money is going. That's part of what our legislators do, right? Keep track of this stuff. Make sure things are spent. They have to make budgets and they have to meet budgets, etc. A little controversy going on. The Michigan Economic Development Corporation apparently made a $20 million grant, all right, to a Detroit area businesswoman who's also an MEDC executive committee member. I want to know if that, excuse me, if that is normal procedure. What's going on in this story? And are legislators looking into it? And I know one for sure. Senator Jim Runstead is demanding answers on this and issued a press release and is going to give us the details on the story. He was joining us now. Senator Runstead, it's nice to have you on your morning wake up. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Thank you for having me on. Yes, I sent out a letter to the MEDC, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, trying to get some more clarity on this, because how it works is the legislature will appropriate money, and then it goes to the MEDC as kind of the backstop before it goes to the vendor. So the MEDC has to put the policies and procedures in to make sure that the money isn't being looted or there isn't fraud going on. So they're the backstop. They're the fiduciary. And what happened, and I'll outline how the whole budget process works, and it's dirty beyond belief, but just in this particular case, it really raised some hackles, because there was a $20 million given to one company that didn't exist. First off, whoa, there was no company. And Faye Baydoun didn't have any real experience in this line of work. So how did Faye Baydoun get $20 million to a company that did not exist yet? She had to form it after she got the money, and for which she had no experience. Well, she was a gigantic donor to the Democrat Party and to Gretchen Whitmer. Gretchen Whitmer had also appointed her to the very MEDC that oversees the contracts. How convenient. So she gets the $20 million, this big donor, and she sits on the MEDC, which writes the parameters to make sure the fiduciary of the money is overlooking things. So here's what they said. Well, Faye, you can spend $10 million however you want for a year, and we won't even examine anything until after you blew through $10 million however you want. Well, she went on a spree. She's like, this is fabulous. $4,500 coffee maker. I don't know if any of your listeners have ever seen or heard of a $4,500 coffee maker. I've never seen one. I guess this thing has every bell and whistle, I mean, you could imagine. And then she went on a big trip, a first class to Hungary, and she was at every soiree and the sights and the sounds. There was an $11,000 ticket. I don't know how many people would get that kind of a service. And then she drew down in 3 months, her and her new hire, $408,000 in salaries. This woman who doesn't even know anything about this business gets $408,000 in 3 months. So we're like, well, how in the heck does all this happen? So I'm trying to find out from the MEDC, who's the fiduciary, did you have any involvement with your board member getting this money? What kind of guardrails did you put in place? Do you plan on improving on this process, which is corrupt to the core? And so your listeners will probably say, how in the hell did this happen? This is insane. It's common. What happens in the appropriation process in Michigan, it's the least transparent and likely the most corrupt because it's the least transparent. And what happens is the entire thing, 1,600 or so pages, 100 or so complex pages, are signed off on the last day in the dead of night before we vote. So about four or five people, the governor and the House and Senate minority majority leaders all get together, and it's like Santa Claus. Who was a bad boy and who was a good girl and who was, and then they decide, and House made is not, are the worthiness of the projects or the integrity of the individual. It's how compliant were you to the system? And if you were, then you get a big, like a boat dock in your area, or you get like a pickleball courts, and then you could hold a big checkup. Look what I brought to the district. Now, you didn't pay for any of this stuff. The taxpayers, all of us, have paid for this stuff. But then they think about, but the system is so corrupt that you can't find out who asked for an appropriation until 3 months after it's signed by the governor, which is usually about 4 months after we vote on it. So you're talking six, 7 months down the road. They know by then the media's lost interest. It's too complex to dig into all this. They're off to the next thing. That's the design. So I put in a bill that said that all the names have to be associated with the request before we vote on it, that we see the entire finished bill 72 hours before we vote on it. If you have any financial interest in this appropriation for you or your family, you have to disclose that. Is there a community need? A lot of times it's quid pro quo for campaign cash for a company. You have to say, is there a community need for this, like something in the newspaper or something from your local officials? That was dead on arrival. I put that bill in May of last year. It's been sitting. The Democrats have it in the death committee, and nothing's been done with it. So the corruption never ends. By the way, this is bipartisan. The guy who put that request in for Badoon, he was the former speaker, Republican speaker. So, I mean, the corruption cuts both ways. It's just disgusting. It's a swamp beyond belief.
Senator Jim Runstead, I had a little problem hearing some of what you said because it was cutting in and out for me, but this is this stinks to high heaven. And as we've been saying, I always go back to the average person hearing these things, and they can get really into the weeds real fast. Basically, they just take it right away and file it over there. Yep, I don't trust government anymore. Yep, I don't trust the government. And we wonder, why don't we trust our government? Well, here you go, a $4,500 coffee. That's got to be a nice coffee cup. I mean, have you tasted coffee from something like that? That's got
to
be good.
I would love to taste that coffee. I think $4,500, I guess it's got this warming system and this cooling system and all of these pipes. And I would love to see what a $4,500 cup of coffee would be. I have never had one.
And so the awarding of the grant money, I guess you'd call it, it's called grant money, right? It's the awarding of this money.
Yeah. You don't pay it back. It is money that you get to spend, taxpayer money. When all of your listeners are thinking, my God, I gotta count my money out for me and my spouse to go grab a nice dinner because, the money's short, or God, we're going to have enough money to meet the monthly utilities. And you got these all over the state of Michigan. Your legislators are burning through billions. It was an $82 billion budget, the largest budget ever. It's almost doubled since I've been in office in 9 years. I'll bet most of your listeners' pay hasn't doubled in 9 years, but the budget has a complete lack of transparency. In back smoky rooms, four or five people make every decision, and I've never seen anything or heard anything so corrupt as the appropriation process in Michigan. It's absolutely a swamp.
And I don't know how much you get to drive around on the streets of Lansing, but boy, I got to dodge a lot of potholes. I'm just saying.
We spent a $9 billion surplus from the feds, $9 billion, one time, all gone, $200 million on the roads. Out of $9 billion, $200 million for the roads.
And $4,500 on a coffee maker. Senator Runstead, I'm glad that you're on this. We appreciate your time this morning, and we'll follow this along. Can we follow this on the web? Can we follow this along? I know Detroit News did a whole story on it.
Yes, Beth LeBlanc has been like a dog with a bone. She's been fabulous. I keep everything posted on my X account. It's either Run with Runstead or Jim Runstead. You'll see stuff on there you aren't going to see in a lot of the media. We try our best to fact check everything on there. I try to make sure we're staying ahead of the stories. So I'd urge your leaders to go on there and follow me, and they will get the straight skinny on all of the garbage and corruption in Lansing.
We appreciate it. Senator Jim Runstead, we'll let you go. Have a good weekend, and thanks for your work and service.
Thank you, Mike.
See you, buddy. 1320 WILS. Morning Wake Up back in a minute.